This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Aria,
and Mark.
And you can join us again. You can call toll free or call on our Discord on air. Call in line rooms. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Coming up, we'll talk about some court related stuff. In fact, on the way, there's a pretty big ruling that has to do with your privacy on your smartphone. Plus, we can talk about another big ruling that came out last month, and we didn't get around to covering. It's about recording government bureaucrats without their knowledge. I think that's a pretty important case, so I definitely do want to get to that at some point. But we still are talking about this red tide issue. Mark, you brought this up. You're very concerned as somebody who is formerly of Florida, and as am I. Aria, you're from Mississippi, but not from the Gulf side of the Mississippi. This is apparently a problem not just affecting Florida, but affecting the world, according to Live Science or whatever it was. Yeah, LiveScience.com. We read about red tide, and the allegation here from some science folks from a university who went down and tested some water in Lake Okeechobee, in one of the rivers, and in the Gulf of Mexico, and they determined they believe the cause of the red tide is coming from these synthetic fertilizers and the nitrates that are in the synthetic fertilizer.
Right.
So is that my understanding correct?
Pretty close, yeah.
Okay. So that's made me, you know, again, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a gardener, but it made me think back to my time when I worked in the garden shop. Now, again, I was the worst person for garden shop at the Big K, right? Like, normally I was in the electronics department, that's the department I wanted to work in, but, you know, it's retail, they kind of put you where they need you, and there was at least a couple summers where I spent a fair amount of time running the register out in garden shop, you know, doing my best to try to help old ladies find the thing they were looking for when not actually knowing what it was that they were looking for, just sort of, you know, bumping around trying to find the thing, basically.
That's kind of how big box retail goes.
Retail, yeah. But
you want somebody who can, you know, find the thing you're looking for. Go to Ace Hardware or, you know, one of the little retailers, garden shops, one of your local nurseries, something like that.
You know, largely through osmosis, you know, contact with the products, I learned a little bit about what, you know, what these fertilizers are. And they all have the numbers on them. Mark, you talked about the different numbers that represent specific types of, what is it, nutrients, I guess, that NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and then there's some other minor nutrients, and there's different mixes in the different the different bags. So this story over here from GardenMyths.com is talking about what is an organic fertilizer, because I thought, well, if they have nitrites in these synthetics, then they must also exist in the organics. And
right.
So his article here is going to try to explain, you know, what is, if anything, the difference between these.
And what my claim was, to be clear, that there are nitrates in organic fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not as readily available. Like, they just don't wash out in the same way. They're sort of wrapped up in this. Yeah, they're sort of wrapped up in there, and it's more difficult to get them out. Kind of like a time-release thing from a drug. Does that make sense?
Do you have any evidence for that?
That's my understanding of it. All I can do is tell you the things I've heard.
Because if they're in there, they're in there, right?
Yeah.
And they got plenty of time to release if they're in the ocean.
I mean, having raw ammonium nitrate is certainly different from having a bag of urine and cow crap.
Yeah. Okay.
It's certainly going to be harder to get that raw nutrient out.
If you take chicken manure, just raw, they say it burns the grass or whatever it is that you put it on.
Hmm.
However, if you compost it in with wood chips or something, again, like I just do the task that I'm told to do. I don't know a lot about it. Then it's fine.
Hmm.
And it's been composted in and everything's okay. So the same stuff presumably is there. It's just not as available.
You don't think salt water and constant motion would break that down?
I think that it would make it happen more slowly.
So synthetic fertilizer is also called inorganic fertilizer or commercial fertilizer to differentiate it from organic fertilizer. This fertilizer is either mined from the ground or synthesized by man. It consists of granular material and comes in bags. Now, organic fertilizer, on the other hand, any fertilizer that originates from an organic source is considered to be organic. So some examples include fish extracts, manure, and compost.
Fish extract is fish poop.
It can be purchased in bags or bottles and can be ordered in bulk as trailer loads. To better understand the differences between fertilizers, it's important to understand things from the plant's point of view. What nutrients can a plant use? Can it distinguish between a synthetic and an organic source? Plants get almost all nutrients through their roots. You can think the outside wall, or think of the outside wall of the root as having small holes or pores, and these holes are used to let certain molecules into the root. The process is more complex than this, but it's not a bad analogy. These holes are quite small, and so only small molecules can get through them.
It's like the internet. It's a series of tubes.
Yeah. Water molecules consisting of H2O are small enough, and they get into the root. Nitrate is also a small molecule, NO3. And it's also absorbed into the root. Other nutrients such as phosphorus, potassium, iron, magnesium are all small enough to enter the roots. Large molecules like proteins, DNA, carbohydrates, etc. are huge in size compared to the nutrients. They don't just fit through the holes. In fact, most organic molecules fall into this category. Plants can't use most organic molecules found in the soil. Almost all of the organic material in compost, manure, etc. is of little use to plants. They simply can't get the molecules into their roots. Large organic molecules do contain nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, iron, for example, but in the organic form, they're too big to get into the roots.
This guy's saying that organic fertilizer doesn't work?
For example, protein is a good source of iron, but because protein molecules are so big, plants cannot use the iron contained in the protein. Eventually, these large organic molecules do break down, and when they do, the small nutrient molecules are released, and then the plants can use them. So that's the time release that you were talking about there. For a better understanding of this, see compost. What is compost? Now, plants need the small molecules in order to grow. One of the key nutrients besides water is nitrogen, and plants usually get that in the form of a nitrate molecule. So here we are. Let's look at the nitrate molecules in more detail. What's the difference between a nitrate molecule from a synthetic fertilizer, the supposed problem in the Gulf of Mexico, according to these college scientists, and an organic fertilizer? And then they show two pictures, which I studied and could not find any differences between them. You know, it shows the molecule, the molecular layout, right?
Well, I mean, of course not. Nitrate is going to be nitrate regardless of its source.
Right. And indeed, there is no difference. A nitrate molecule from either source is exactly the same. More importantly, the plants can't tell the difference either. So he says there's absolutely no difference between a nitrate molecule from a synthetic source and a nitrate molecule from an organic source. The last fact is hard for the pro-organic movement to believe. How can they be the same when organic is so much better? The fact is that when it comes to providing nutrients for the plants, organic is not better. It's exactly the same as a synthetic source. From a strictly chemical nutrient point of view,
except that it's not as available as quickly.
From a strictly chemical nutrient point of view, organic is not better, nor is it worse than synthetic. It's exactly the same. However, we can look at things from a different perspective, and then we will find that organic is better. And then he has another article about the real value of organic fertilizer. So, I don't know, man. I don't know if I buy the idea that just because it's synthetic is what's causing the problem. If you think the nitrates are the ones are the problem of the red tide, it would seem that any amount of fertilizing, any amount of inducing an artificially unusual amount of nitrates into a waterway would be the same problem.
I would say that the issue is the form in which the two types of nitrates arrive, right? Like, so we agree that the nitrates from organic fertilizers take longer to break down. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whereas the others don't. Now, if these come in pellets form and they're sprinkled on the ground, mm-hmm. or they're sprayed in the form, you know, just sprayed like liquids on top of liquid on top of the ground or something like that, that's the non-organic type. Then runoff, you know, it runs from the plant down to yep. a little gully, from the gully down to the water, and then yep. out and off it goes. Right? Whereas maybe if it takes longer for the manure or whatever it is that contains the organic nitrates to sit in the ground, and it seeps into the soil better, and this sort of compounds over the course of years and just makes for better soil. We already know that crop rotation works, because we've seen Joel Salatin at every and read his book Everything I Want to Do Is Illegal, where he talks about crop rotation farming, and he's going to say that this stuff, absolutely, there's a huge difference.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em-drop-em or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us here. We have some courtroom-related stories, some big cases that I've been meaning to talk about, the one where you can, according to one court, federal court, you can record government bureaucrats without their permission, and this is something that a lot of us in the activist community have been paying close attention to over the years, especially in the few states where they have the most ridiculous so-called wiretapping rules. We can get into that. I think we've pretty much hashed out this conversation on the red tide. I would say it's inconclusive at best as far as this particular study saying it's the nitrates that, you know, are causing the red tide.
The study says it's nitrates.
Yeah.
What you're saying is you're not sure where the nitrates are coming from. So the study's not inconclusive.
Well, no, I'm saying this is just a study saying a thing. Usually you need to have more than one of them duplicated in order to, you know, for it to have some sort of real...
People have been saying it for years.
Real value.
It's the truth.
Well, no, they're saying that's one of the things that can cause red tide. And I don't know if that's the only thing. The article
red
we read earlier...
Red tide's for the last 3 years, and supposedly, according to Bobby in Florida, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm not in Florida, but Big Sugar's been doing a lot more production down south of Okeechobee in that same
correlation
time
is not necessarily
it is not.
Causation.
But
no, but that's why I think it's permanent, because of the increase in Big Sugar and the increase in farming in general. It's because, you know, cows and other animals, they've been making manure for thousands of years.
Yep.
But the red tide has never been an issue. But then we humans were like, okay, well, we need more food, so let's create fertilizer.
Yep, let's dig up out of the ground, out of phosphate mines and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so where it was just sitting there sort of inactive, we dug it out and dumped it into the oceans. While the cow's manure has always been making its
way
to the ocean.
Wouldn't the red tide consume it? I mean, I don't know everything about fertilizer, but I presume that it's consumed by the plants, and then when they die, then it's well, I guess it'd be in their little bodies.
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the other article about why organic fertilizer, so the follow-up piece is about why organic fertilizer is better. I won't read the whole thing here, but it does have to do with the slow release that you talked about, Mark, where... you know, this can take, according to this story, up to 4 years for the nitrogen to be released from manure and compost style fertilizers.
Yes.
Whereas if you just sprinkle the, you know, the synthetic stuff, it's instantly available and full to the plants. And so, yeah, there you go. We can talk to you more about it if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Stephen in Virginia watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about this idea that I've been spreading for a couple of decades now.
Okay.
You know, how the individual is greater than local government is greater than state government is greater than federal government.
All right. And I don't think you're going to find much disagreement among the show hosts here on this one, the idea that the individual is should be the highest level of all those things.
Exactly. Like there are, I think, 89,000 local governments in the United States, and that's like giving one babysitter 89,000 children. Like, we need to reverse that. It would be a whole lot better if the local government took care of everything and what they could not, the state, and then...
Why would that be better?
Federal government. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Why would that be better?
He believes what? He said the F-bomb.
I didn't even hear it. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, maybe you got talked over.
So I didn't dump you, so keep going. What were you saying?
I just think that people should focus on local government more than anything. Show up to city council.
Well, Ari had asked you a question. And do you want to ask it again? I don't know.
I mean, why is local government or focusing on local government better than federal government or state government?
Well, it's not necessarily better. It's just an idea that I have that local government can take care of things better than the federal government can.
In what ways?
You have a bigger voice in local government.
Yeah, well, I would agree that the local government is more accountable. I mean, not much more, because there's still...
Local government that is tyrannical.
Oh, I mean, they are tyrannical. I'm just saying they're a little bit
more
accountable.
They're often worse.
Well, the difference is
they are.
You, Well, the difference is these people are your neighbors in a lot of cases. I mean, certainly in a place like New York City, they're probably not your neighbors. But here in Keene, New Hampshire, you know, it's a city of 23,000 people. There's a good chance that there's a city councilor who literally lives a couple streets over from you. In this case, that's true. He lives right over there. I know where his house is. I see him walking his dog. And to some extent, when everybody's that close to one another, there's some level of extra accountability there. Just because you know where they live. You know what I mean? I'm not suggesting violence or anything like that. I'm just saying there's something to that.
Absolutely not.
Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I didn't hear anything. The board op didn't hear it. He didn't hit the dumb button, so I'm not sure what... Oh, nobody heard it. There was something there. Anyway, thanks for the call. I think it's an interesting question to bring up. I don't think that, it's obvious the federal government has no accountability whatsoever. You know, those people are hundreds, if not thousands of miles away from people, you know, all around the United States. And you only have one or two so-called representatives, you know, that can go there, a handful of them or whatever, and purportedly represent you. But that's a total mythology. The idea that these people can represent you in the first place is ridiculous.
I would make the argument that there is no more accountability at the local level, and that any that we perceive is probably just illusory.
All right, what do you base that on?
What could we actually do to change the smoking ban here in the Keene?
It would not be easy.
Even if 99% of the people are against, or the sign for the Vietnamese or Korean restaurant.
The soon-to-open Vietnamese restaurant, which has been, by the way, the T-shirts for Pho Keen Great. That's the name of the restaurant. It's Pho Noodles in the town of Keene, and it's great, so that's the name. These shirts have been flying off the shelves. They have not been on shelves. They've been sold before they've even arrived.
How many
basically.
Do you think have been sold?
Over 1,000. I was just there at the t-shirt sales operation. It used to be the Bitcoin Embassy. It is now currently being used for primarily
Pho Keene Great t-shirt dispensary.
And orders have been coming in from all over the world. For this, and it's been just an amazing phenomenon. So anyway, to get back to the question of, and by the way, if you want to order those shirts, you can order them over at the Route 101 Local Goods website, which I think is Route101Gifts.com. I don't have it in front of me right now, so just look up for the shirt and you'll find it. It's the obvious choice. Anyway, so are they more accountable? You're saying they're not. That you don't believe that the local politicians are any more accountable.
I'm saying I have not been convinced of that.
Okay.
Because I have not been given any reason to believe that.
I'm not going to, like I said, I don't think they're a whole lot more accountable. They still get away with all kinds of terrible things. You mentioned things that were unpopular. The Bearcat was one of the first issues that I saw. This is the armored truck, basically, that the federal government gave almost $300,000 worth of taxpayer dollars to the city of Keene in a grant so they could purchase this armored truck from its manufacturer, and the police use it at whatever time they darn well feel like it. The federal government can come in and commandeer it at any time that they want to. That's one of the parts of the contract. And about 90% of the people in Keene were against that. City Council voted for it overwhelmingly. And most of them weren't thrown out of office over it. So you've got a strong argument, too. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson,
the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court today, and his attorneys didn't argue against that bail. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams does tell Fox News he was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
Some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
President Trump was in New Orleans on Monday speaking at the Farm Bureau Federation Convention, the 100th annual. The president says he loves the farmers.
We are fighting for the American farmer, and we are fighting for the American dream. And for the products made and grown with pride right here in the USA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial in toll free and you ring up whatever you want here. If you want, it is up to you. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Aria,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can go to liberty.menu if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and someone who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If you don't meet those qualifications, sorry, this message isn't for you.
Liberty.fo.
Yep. Liberty.menu is for people who care about freedom, and it's about letting other people who are into freedom know about whatever it is that you're into, the thing that you do, the business that you have, the entrepreneurial activity that you're involved in, maybe the event that you're coordinating, or the digital content that you're a creator of. These are all categories that you can put your stuff into and then advertise it for free at liberty.menu. So there's no cost to list the things you do there for other liberty-minded folks to find and maybe send you some business. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL. Get yourself a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because it's free. So go to liberty.menu and get started there. As we continue, we've got Sarah on the line in New Mexico coming up some pretty landmark court cases. But first, Sarah, go ahead.
Yes, so Mexico, we're rated number one state with the most dangerous places to live for senior citizens.
the most dangerous place to live for senior citizens. So what is killing off the senior citizens in New Mexico?
Well, you know what it is. We're number one in pedestrian fatalities. What else?
So you think the pedestrians...
they're all getting killed by cars. You know, the people that get killed by the car the most are elderly people.
When I looked up pedestrian deaths in New Mexico, I was seeing a notable. There's notable that there were lots of drunks that were getting run over. Are they drunk? Are they drunk old people?
Well, and then also the elderly. Because they have vision problems, they have hearing problems, they got bad knees, they got
so
bad.
So old people
bad
are running over old people. Sounds like Darwinism.
I gotta say, when I visited Venice, Florida, and
you mean the place where the old people's grandparents go to die?
That's the joke in Sarasota. Is everybody's grandparents live in Sarasota, and their parents live in Venice?
So true.
Yeah, they're turning left from the right lane, right from the left lane.
You constantly see these little old ladies. You can barely see the poof of their hair above the steering wheel. You know, like you have. They can't see anything.
And
they're driving this big old boat kind of car.
Right.
You know?
If you need parts for a late model Buick or Lincoln,
Cadillac,
that is the place to go. I mean, the yards are just full of them because they're constantly getting wrecked. And the insurance companies keep on giving these people, I don't understand how they could possibly keep on giving these people cars.
Well, but the thing is, the bewildering thing is that we have a lot of retiree senior citizens here that live with all of this danger, you know, needles lane in the park, car theft, package theft, mail theft, home burglaries, and drug dealings, shootings. But they live here. There's there's a lot of people that live here that are elderly, and I'm wondering why. And then the safest place to live is Iowa. They were ranked number one
as far as safety for old people.
Yeah, the safest place for old people, you know.
For old people or specifically old people dying of car accidents?
So just elderly people, safety for elderly people.
Well, I think it'd be great. I hope more elderly people move to Iowa.
See, I got to say, I don't think that that makes a lot of sense.
Moving to Iowa?
Well, I mean, I know I have some idea of what Iowa weather's like, and living in New Hampshire, I suspect that frozen ice falls from the frozen water falls from the sky at least some points of the year. Then that means it lands on the ground. Then that snow at some point gets packed down into ice,
and then
the old people fall down and break parts.
Yeah.
Well, plus, I mean, if the contention is that old people are running over old people, the last thing we really want to do is to shuffle them all into one state. That's just going to increase the concentration of old people being run over by old people.
There's this place in Ocala, Florida, which is just miles and miles and miles of nothing but immaculate and beautiful mobile homes. The old people drive around in golf carts. They play shuffleboard. They do, you know, they have bridge games. It's just this whole community. Mm-hmm. Now, when they're in golf carts, they really can't do anything to each other. I mean, it's not nearly as bad if they do. And I think that's how we should house the geriatric. And they seem so happy there. It's like a little zoo. We should have tours and just go see them.
Sarah, have you ever played shuffleboard?
No, I'm so much into calling talk shows. It consumes all of my energy. You know, calling the afternoon. Wears me out.
No time
for
games. Sarah's got talk shows to call.
That's right. I mean,
yeah, she's one of the better activists out there. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. She's dedicated. She puts her time in. She's trying to make the government bigger, but, you know, she is a dedicated activist.
I've played shuffleboard. What I haven't played is lawn bowling.
Yeah. I don't know if I've been on a shuffleboard court as a kid, but I'm pretty sure I haven't actually played the game in
any
meaningful way.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm good at it, but it's fun.
There's actually a shuffleboard court around here. I was surprised when I found it. It's in the basement of Chris Wade's house.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. He was moving in. I mean, I don't feel like I'm revealing anything secret here. He's mentioned he's got a big basement. But it's like a nice finished basement. So it's one of the reasons why he moved into that house, because it's a ranch style house and they needed storage space. They're running, you know, think Penguin, selling computer parts. So they got a lot of storage space. And, when we're moving stuff in there, because we do these move-ins, right? Like if a new person moves here, to the Keene, New Hampshire area, in fact, all across, New Hampshire, if you let the libertarians know, they will also, a lot of them will come out.
There's a move-in party on the way.
Yeah, and they'll help you move in, unload a huge truck full of stuff, which is what we were doing at Chris's house. And I'm walking down there, I'm like, there's a finished floor and a shuffleboard on the floor of this basement.
I can't believe that a basement would be big enough for a full shuffleboard court. It must be half
a one.
It's
huge. It's huge. Maybe it's only half. I don't know. I'm not
a shuffleboard.
We got a shuffleboard
court next door to my house.
Okay.
And it is long.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big basement. It is only a half one. I don't know, Mark. I'm not familiar with the rules and the courts and all that. But I was like, wow, I haven't seen one of those since I lived in Florida. Somebody really must have liked shuffleboard. They put it in their basement. Yeah. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. So, Aria, we were talking about government accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not so sure that a local government is necessarily more accountable than a federal government.
Correct.
Now, I can make an argument for this, and I'll try my best here. And as I pointed out, they are accountable at the very least because you can find out where they live and make their lives more uncomfortable as a result of that. Because the fact is, these government guys, they really don't want you out in front of their house protesting. They really don't care for that. We've done that here in the past. There was a protest out in front of Eli Rivera's house, who is now the current sheriff. At the time, he was a police sergeant, and he allegedly used too much force with at least one of the activists in the area. And so there was a group of us that went to his home and protested out in front of it to let his family know and his neighbors know the violence, or the alleged violence, because it wasn't caught on video. So it was one person's word against another's. But, you know. He's a cop, and it's not hard for people to believe that cops can do that.
And he shot somebody in the back a couple of years later.
Yeah, back of the throat, I think it was, killed the guy. But that's another story. This was before the shooting incident had happened. And so we're out in front of his house, and there was a large group of us at the time. I would say probably at least a dozen or so. And certainly it brought some attention to what that particular person was doing. And maybe his daughter, you know, didn't know what her dad was like at work. And, you know, who knows what she knew after the fact. They didn't come out to talk to us, that's for sure. But when Eli got home, he was not happy.
Yeah, but a few years later, he shot somebody.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So what effect did the accountability and protest
have? Yeah, I don't
really
think it does anything. And watching these activists here, if this is what accountability looks like on a local level, it doesn't work.
No, and like I said, the Bearcat was massively opposed by locals, and the city council went ahead and voted for it. It's what the cops wanted. So the cops wanted it. The people didn't. Like 90% of the people didn't want it. But we got it anyway.
It's just a theory Ian has.
We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. We're talking about accountability of the government. The government people. Is it possible to hold a local government person, a politician, more accountable than those further away at, say, the state level or D.C.? If you want to jump in and share your thoughts, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can join us over at our website at freetalklive.com. There is a web forum, and it's a great forum, I got to say. People, I understand, they, you know, young kids probably have never used a forum, but this is the way people used to communicate on the Internet before social media, and it's actually a much better way of doing it. It's much better organized, and this forum that we have is very modern. It's not the old-style forums where every time you, on the old forums you had to, and we had one of these, the Free Talk Live BBS for years, it's now retired, but where every time you would, you know, post, it'd have to reload the page before you could actually see the post on the page.
Yep.
And, you know, if you posted, but another person had posted before you posted on the same thread, then it would ask you if you wanted to re-reload the page before you posted your things. It was just it was clunky. And the forum software we're using is very modern, very snappy, very fast, very slick, easy to use images and, you know, everything. So check it out over at forum.freetalklive.com. It's part of the larger Shire forums, and it's a great way to interact with other people who care about freedom in a much more organized manner than, say, just a live chat room, which, of course, the Discord is great for live chat over at discord.lrn.fm. And it's always busy. And the forum, not as busy as Discord, but it's there, and there's some good threads and some good conversations happening there. So check that out at forum.freetalklive.com. We can continue here talking about holding government politicians accountable. I am not doing a very persuasive job at making my case that
because it doesn't work
that you can hold local politicians more accountable.
No, and I think it would actually be harder as I sit here thinking about it because
why?
You get someone like Rivera and his family is going to support him no matter what.
Sure.
His church group is going to support him no matter what.
Yep.
I mean, you start getting into that good old boys kind of thing going on where it really doesn't matter what he's do. They're going to, through some combination of cognitive dissonance or just through sheer willful disbelief, always
or out and out violence.
They know.
Or out and out violence of actually targeting you and coming after you, destroying your property, trumping up charges. You're right. If you mess with the good old boys, there's some tough times that could befall you as
and
a result.
I think it's worth pointing out that you have been a really good activist here in Keene, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. You do not.
Some would say I'm a terrible activist, but you know.
Meaning.
Well,
you're
all
too
kinds
active?
Of opinions exist about the activism that has happened in Keene.
Yeah, but as far as a critique goes, mm-hmm. you support the other activists, you're out there, you're doing stuff all the time, and at this point, you have, for whatever reason, the people of Keene, New Hampshire, many of them, some large percentage of them, I don't know if it's a majority, a plurality, or whatever, but you're infamous. I've lived here for 12 years now. Mm-hmm. I know what people think about you. They know what they're supposed to think.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to think something bad. Yeah. They're not entirely sure why or how or what you've done, but there's always something that somebody can mention.
Yeah, so people don't like activists.
They'll misinterpret this thing or that thing that occurred, sure. And as a result, if they're supposed to dislike you, then what are they supposed to do with the person that you're protesting? They're supposed to like them.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
so
I mean,
Rivera's
you've got this
now sheriff.
What's that?
So
Eli,
Rivera,
and
the
Eli
sheriff.
Rivera, the man who shot somebody in the back, frankly, if he's stealing some computer parts, and that's what it was all over, stealing some computer parts. Look, fleeing felon rule, it's fine. I mean, it's legal, but it's just not worth shooting somebody over things, in my opinion. And sheriff. So.
Well, there's another side to it, okay? So I'm gonna continue to try to make my argument. I agree with you. The good old boys, they're entrenched, and the good old boys exist in every town everywhere. Okay, so this Keene is no different than any town USA in that way. The good old boys frequently are the old family names, the ones that go back for generations that have been there for a long time. They're wealthy, they're connected, they're business people, they're mafia, they're, you know, you name it, right? So good old boys. They're hard to fight against, and they will use violence. And the government is a violent organization that is entrenched wherever it is. Of course, the local governments, they have budgets, unlike the federal government, which can print its own money out. And yes, you can know who these people are, and they can know who you are, and that changes the dynamic of how interactions can go. And I can tell you this, that at the state level, here in New Hampshire, state representatives get paid about $100 a year. There's a gas stipend as well, but the actual pay is $100 a year. That's the basic pay rate there. There are many of them who have thrown up their hands in frustration and have said, you know what? This just isn't worth it. All the hassles that we're having to deal with, all these people bugging us about stuff and just, you know, being mean to us or whatever, because, you know, whatever you do as a state rep, somebody's not going to like it.
Sure.
And you're only getting paid $100 a year. So there are definitely some state reps who've been like, screw this.
And
I'm
also,
done. I'm leaving. I'm out of here and I'm doing something else.
It's worth pointing out, as a person who's a member of a 400-person body, which was what the size, it's the third largest legislative body in the English speaking world.
That's right.
And oftentimes your vote doesn't count. In the same thing, when you're in a city of 10,000 and you vote, the chances of you making a difference are very, very slim. The chances of in a 400 are pretty slim for your vote making a difference. Not to say it's as slim as that, but it's slim. So, you know, if you're voting 100 times in a given year and two times, one time, your vote makes a difference, you're probably going to say, I don't know if it's worth me even showing up here.
So what I'm trying to drive at here is we've already seen the evidence that these people can be not forced out of office, but incentivized to leave office by their life being difficult. And so if you make their life more difficult by, let's say, you know, protesting in front of their house or letter writing campaigns or whatever it is that bugs them, then that's more likely to drive them out. If you have enough activists to do these sorts of things, and we have a good amount of activists here in New Hampshire that hopefully will just keep growing larger over time, it'll make things more and more uncomfortable for these people over time. If at the same time you have libertarians running as, let's say, Republicans or Democrats, and maybe even as libertarians in these races, is to replace them when they leave, there's a good chance that some liberty-minded folks are going to get elected to replace them. So over time, we can see a shift. Keene is one of the toughest places because it's an entrenched statist bureaucracy. It's in the corner of Vermont and Massachusetts. There's a college here. It's one of the most statist places in New Hampshire. But over time, throughout the state, this is a possibility. It is possible to frustrate these people to the point they're just, $100 ain't worth it. I don't have enough power. I'm gone. Right? These are people who have, in many cases,
but
they're not
retired.
That's
not an argument for local. That's an argument for state.
But it's still, they're more accountable because they're closer. At that 400 state representatives, one representative only represents, if you do the math, into like 1.4 million. It's like basically 3,500 people or so. I think it's like kind of the typical average. So these people are closer to home. They're more responsible as a result of that. Not much more. But you can actually get these people on the phone. You can actually talk to these
people. But when you're talking about state-level stuff, I think that's the most effective thing you can do. I would agree with you that local-level stuff here in Keene, New Hampshire, is pointless and makes people hate you.
Yes.
And whereas, and by the way, the vast majority of activists that have moved to Keene, New Hampshire, no longer live here.
Well, let me tell you, they're going to hate you anyway. Even if you start to take away the welfare programs, if you start to take away the government.
They probably don't know your name if you're working on the state level. So there may be some activists, but here in Keene, New Hampshire, lots of people know your name.
They do.
Okay?
Yeah.
So local activism, I'm just going to dismiss that here, at the very least in this particular geographic area, and I'm going to talk about the state level. If on the state level what you're talking about is true, you manage to drive off all the statists, and suddenly you've got a bunch of, liberty activists in there, maybe you've got, pick your number. We've had as many as 120 endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty
Alliance.
Yeah,
but those aren't actual libertarians.
Fine. You get yourself a full 120.
I'll give you 20.
All right, so you give 100, success is 120 then. 120 real good liberty activists.
Success would be 201.
I don't think you're going to get there, and let me tell you why. Because you're going to have little successes along the way. Those little successes are going to result in prosperity, longevity, happiness, and all the things that we say that the ideas of liberty are going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
When they do that, people will hear that in Vermont and Massachusetts and Maine and perhaps Connecticut and as far and wide as Rhode Island and New York, and they're going to move here. And they're going to continue to vote the way that they voted before because Mammy and Pappy voted that way, and that's how they were taught to vote.
It won't matter if you've got libertarians running both as Republicans
and
Democrats.
Then they will vote the way that they wanted to vote.
But it won't matter.
Then you'll see the status quo.
Voters aren't
back.
The same as activists. And what
they
you're
are.
Doing is you're basically arguing against doing anything at all, Mark, with this particular argument.
I think you've got to go someplace and build. I don't think you have to. I think you've got
Let's not have the negativity then, okay? Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, because what you're saying here is basically pointless to do anything because they're just going to undo it. There's more on the way. If we get enough liberty-minded people to focus in one place, they can't fight it because the average mover isn't an activist.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.